Never forget this fact. Where you are in life and in business today are direct reflections of how you have handled your personal and professional weaknesses. I'm going to say something that many of you will disagree with. Here it is. Growing a successful insurance agency is easy when you have the right personalities, tools, and processes working effectively. Once those items are in place, all you have to do is locate the markets that best fit your carriers. How can I be so sure? Because I see it every day in my partner agencies and in the member agencies of Inspire Nation Business Mentoring. Last week's blog post was very well received and even plagiarized a few times. So please remember that this blog series is being created and written by Billy R. Williams, PhD, President of Williams Family Agency Investment Group and Inspire Nation Business Mentoring. Today we're going to discuss the personality piece of the statement I said above. In business, you need three types of personalities working at all times: hunters, gatherers, and nurturers. Hunters aggressively pursue new opportunities. These are people, processes, and tools that locate and drive your new business sales. Gatherers passively pursue new opportunities. Now, they will gather all the important information necessary to conduct business if it comes to them, and they work best when working within clearly defined structure and processes. Nurturers avoid pursuing new opportunities, but enjoy servicing current relationships and like to keep current customers happy. While I use the word personality, a hunter, gatherer, or nurturer doesn't have to be a person. It can be a tool or process that you put in place to perform the specific function of that personality type. Now, within Inspire Nation membership, we see all types, so pay attention to your agency's dominant personality type and my suggested solutions. We all have a dominant personality type. When things are going good in our agency, we tend to be a hybrid of our two strongest personality types. Usually, it isn't until we hit pressure situations or things go terribly wrong that our dominant personality type really takes over. Let's look at the strengths, weaknesses, and identify some solutions to cover the weaknesses of the different personality types. We're going to start with hunters. What are the strengths of hunters? They aggressively pursue new opportunities. They're always looking to locate new business. They look for retention and referral opportunities. They always look for direct, pointed, solution-driven conversations with customers and prospects. But they have some weaknesses. Hunters don't wait for things to line up perfectly before taking action. They understand that taking action will force the situation to work out one way or another. They have to be careful, as this way of doing things can often lead to rash decisions and impulse buys. If their ego is not kept in check, hunters will overcommit and underdeliver, as they believe they have the talent and skills to overcome any obstacle. Hunters like to hunt and close, but are usually bad at small details like after the sale follow-up. They prefer to hand the deal off to someone else and let them do the paperwork and the legwork. Now, what are the solutions to some of the hunters' weaknesses? Don't clutter up your hunter with details and requirements that stop them from hunting. Hire a gatherer personality type or put gatherer tools in place to support your hunter. Give them a specific amount of time each day to focus on hunting tasks. Hunters like trophies, so make sure you're prepared to reward that positive hunting result with compliments, bonuses, and public acknowledgement. For our members, review your green time tasks for licensed sales producers so you can identify what a hunter should do in their day. That's process 3C. And make sure you review the top producing processes for an agency. That's your foundational video too. Let's look at gatherers. Their strengths. They passively pursue new opportunities. If the business is handed to them or falls in their lap, they're going to work it effectively. They work best when working within clearly defined structure and processes. They are very detail oriented, and you never have to worry about the T's not being crossed or the I's not being dotted. Their weaknesses is that gatherers want the prospect or deal given to them. They will close the deal if it's put in front of them, but they will not aggressively hunt down new business opportunities. Gatherers like to see all of the specifics and details of a situation before they take action, and this can often lead to paralysis by analysis. They keep track of all communications and records associated with the prospect or customer and can easily get bogged down in the details if left unchecked. So what are the solutions? Give them a hunter person or task to support and let them fulfill all of the promises your hunter made to the customers and prospects. Don't try to make them a telemarketer. And I'm giving you an example here. Don't try to make them a telemarketer. Let them follow up the lead and let the telemarketer drive the lead to the agency. Let your gatherer set up and create the mailings that go out. Transfer all your cross-sell or retention opportunities that come into the agency to them, but don't expect them to ask every call-in or walk-in for a cross-sell or upsell opportunity. Put tools in place that will start the conversation for them and let them finish the conversation. Members, this is why we use the permission to contact and optional coverage form under Process 14A. Also why we use outsourced marketing programs if we have an agency filled with gatherers. Our final personality type, nurturers. Their strengths, they enjoy servicing customers, especially our current customers, and they like relationships. They like to keep customers happy. They're very patient with problem customers, and they'll stay on the phone as long as it takes to rectify a problem. They are awesome when it comes to retention in the agency. They like non-threatening or demanding tasks and are very social when it comes to customers, prospects, and other staff members. Weaknesses. Nurturers only want to work with existing customers and try to avoid prospecting of any kind, including basic cross-sell conversations. An example of a nurturer process would be an agency that mails out a policy review form to customers so that they don't have to have a sales or service conversation. Nurturers feel they're harassing the customer if they try to cross-sell them or introduce new products to the customer. They fight any new process or change to the status quo. They'll usually point out why something will not work before even giving it a chance. Nurturers will overpromise and underdeliver also, but not because of ego, but because they want to get away from the emotionally uncomfortable situation as quickly as possible. They need a gatherer to support them as well. So what are some solutions for your nurturers? Every agency needs nurturer type staff and or processes. You just can't grow your agency if this is the dominant personality in your agency. You must use outsourced marketing tools because you'll never turn a nurturer into a hunter. The best you can hope for is to make them a hybrid of a gatherer nurturer. But even that might be asking too much. You also need a gatherer supporting them to finish what a nurturer avoids, because they are going to avoid stuff. Nurturers are not motivated by money, but by emotional comfort, so putting elaborate commission and bonus plans will not produce any more sales. They are there to support existing customers and keep your retention strong. Let them do what they do. Hire a gatherer and hire a hunter, or outsource as much as possible in the agency if your agency personality is made up primarily of nurturers. Members, review Foundational Video 2, the top producing processes, and take a look at our recommended vendors, since you're going to have to outsource a lot of this stuff. In summary, you need all three types of personalities working in your agency at all times, but you must cover the weaknesses that come with each personality in order to maximize your agency's growth. This is Billy Williams, President of Inspire Nation Business Mentoring and Williams Family Agency Investment Group. Thank you for spending some time with me today.